13th is Left Handers Day. So for this week's, I'm talking to Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hello, Jackie.
Who is left-handed?
I am.
When did you realise that you were left-handed?
When I started school.
Right.
Because when everybody else was writing from left to right, I started writing from right to left.
Oh, so not only did you hold the pen in a different hand, you were writing in a different direction as well.
In a different direction, yes.
So what was your teacher's reaction to that?
She wasn't very pleased. And it was a struggle for many years. But learning to write.
But she let you keep your pencil in your left hand, though.
She did, but I had to. It was very difficult because she also insisted I kept the paper straight in front of me, which meant I had to flex my wrist, which was quite painful.
Ah, so do you have a, hesitate to say this, do you have a funny way of holding the pen?
No, a lot of left-handed people do because they come over the top, so they don't smudge the ink.
Right.
But I was taught to bend my wrist, so I still write as anybody else does, but it's much more awkward.
Day to day, what kind of situations are there which are different for you because you're left-handed?
This is a tricky one because you tend to grow up being able to do these things. Eating.
Right.
Knives and forks. Now, for left-handers, that isn't usually a problem in that you haven't used both hands anyway.
Right, but you still have the knife.
I still have the fork in the left and the knife in the right, but some left-handed people have it the other way.
But you don't swap it.
No, I don't. My father said, you're using both hands, so you need to do it this way. A spoon, however, is different. That has to go in my left hand.
Yes.
And drinks are also complicated. I've drunk somebody else's wine on many an evening.
Because you went for the glass that was by your
left? On my left, just instinctively. So now I always put my glass in front of me. Mm. Not to the left, not to the right, but straight in front.
Oh. Any other gadgets then that you have difficulty using?
Pans are a little bit tricky. If they're a saucepan with a lip. Because the lip will be on the side, it'll be on the left-hand side for somebody holding it in their right hand
and
tipping
out.
The lip for pouring. Yes. So you have to do it back over. So you're twisting your wrist right round the other way. So that can be a little bit tricky. I can't use left-handed scissors.
Oh, you can't?
No, because I was taught at school how to use right-handed scissors and we tilt them. We slant it so the cutting edge is in a slightly different position. And the other thing that you always find with left-handers is they tend to not cut bread very straight because the sawing edge on a lot of bread knives is on one side. So you tilt it instinctively to get the sharp side onto the bread and through the bread, which means that it then goes in a slope.
Oh, but overall it hasn't been a hindrance, has it, for you, Pam?
No, not really. And my daughter's left-handed and when she went to school it was a different approach. So she was another mirror writer. But the teacher made a special effort to say to the class, look, Kiwi can write backwards.
So they made her feel special
rather
than different.
She made her feel special rather than different. And then it was a case of, can you do it the other way as well? Mm. So and it was a much nicer and more thoughtful approach from when I was younger.
Pam, thank you very much. What about you, the listeners? Are there any people out there who have a special way of writing? We'd love to hear from you.